Well, what a wonderful Friday morning this is, beloved, and thank you for allowing me to share it with you. Today we're in Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 through 7. Now, because King Ahaz preferred to seek an alliance with Assyria rather than relying on God, Isaiah warned of an Assyrian attack and God's coming judgment against Judah. After a time of trouble is foretold, then Isaiah speaks words of hope about the coming of a righteous king and his reign of justice and peace. And as if you remember from yesterday, God had instructed Isaiah to tell King Ahaz, don't worry about it, I will take care of things. We will go ahead and we'll destroy the Assyrians, we'll destroy the folks from Israel, and Judah was remaining true to God, will be delivered. But King Ahaz, Bible talks about lean not on your own understanding. Well, that's exactly what he did. And he decided, rather than to depend on God, that he was going to have an alliance with Assyria. So, we're going to read about that today. And again, God's saving word for us today is joy. So let's begin reading Isaiah chapter 9, beginning at verse 2. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. They lived in a land of shadows, but now light is shining on them. You have given them great joy, Lord. You have made them happy. They rejoice in what you have done, as people rejoice when they harvest grain or when they divide captured wealth. For you have broken the yoke that burdened them and the rod that beat their shoulders. You have defeated the nation that oppressed and exploited your people, just as you defeated the army of Midian long ago. The boots of the invading army and all their blood-stained clothing will be destroyed by fire. A child is born to us, a son is given to us, and he will be our ruler. He will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. His royal power will continue to grow. His kingdom will always be at peace. He will rule as King David's successor, based on his power on the right and justice. And from now until the end of time, the Lord Almighty is determined to do all this. And today's key verse is Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, which says, a child is born to us, a son is given to us, and he will be our ruler. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, Eternal Father, and Prince of Peace. You know, this is a wonderful promise, and it comes at a time when the king has just diametrically opposed God and said, no, I will not do this. I'm not going to depend on you. As a matter of fact, I'm going to try to make a treaty with some other king. And so God says, okay, well, if that's the way you want to do it, I'm just going to bring in the Syrians and they're going to, you know, really whoop up on you. But the promise still stands that God is going to raise up a king, King Jesus. And Jesus will reign from Jerusalem on David's throne, and all of God's promises will be fulfilled. Amen. Lord God Almighty, your reign is eternal. You are our Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, Eternal Father, and the Prince of Peace. Trusting in your promises, unlike King Ahaz, I am filled with hope, and I praise your glorious name. Amen. Well, that brings our week to an end, beloved. Join me on Monday when we will be in Isaiah chapter 12, but we'll be reading about a time of singing and praise that is promised in the future. But, of course, before next Monday comes Sunday. And I hope to see all of you in church. And of course, if you can't make it to the chapel, don't forget about Zoom or Facebook. We will see you there. Until then, until we meet again, beloved, whether, as my father-in-law used to say, here, there, or in the air, we will meet again. God bless you, and may his richest blessings be yours.